time now for What You Got Cooking.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so today we want to touch base with our resident foodie, Sasha Wollhandler, for some tips on what to include on our holiday menu. Sasha and her husband, Steve Susser, run Sasha's 527 restaurant and catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. Happy Thanksgiving, Sasha.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Tom.
So we sort of do this every year. You come on a few days before Thanksgiving, we talk about, you know, what can garnish the table along with the turkey. And today we're going to talk squash in all of its wonderful varieties.
Well, it just seems like for Thanksgiving you have to have some squash. And, you know, it's such a great vegetable. There's so many ways to flavor it. It's kind of a loose vegetable that gives itself up to many different flavor profiles. For example, the norm would be the maple syrup, the brown sugar, the regular sugar, the honey balsamic. All of this comes to dance really robustly with squash, but alternatively, you can also bring some other spices to the dance. That would be coriander and curry and brown sugar and ginger. They skip right to a waltz. And taking that dance format a little further, sage and basil are no wallflowers either. So even the novice cook, I just want you to listen to some of these ideas because of the fact that I don't want you to go get something prepared. You too, novice cook, can flex your culinary muscles and make something with some great recipes that we have here.
Absolutely. So let's talk first about butternut squash. You've got butternut, you've got acorn, you've got a couple different kinds of squashes. But butternut squash, there's a lot of things you can do with this, from entrees to soup.
Right? It's that gorgeous, sexy sort of figure eight in beige, and you've seen that kind of thing. You don't know what to do with it. It's really beautiful. It has a pale beige skin. And the hardest part about butternut squash is cutting it. Be very careful when you cut it, and then peel that skin off like it's a great big potato, and underneath you have that orange gorgeous flesh. The dirty little secret here, folks, if you're thinking I'm not going to go to all that work, you can get already chunks of butternut squash in most of the supermarkets around
this
time.
Right, they do sell it all pre-cut, but you know, it's not all that bad. It's like peeling a carrot.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Not so bad. Yeah.
So you got your chunks. First, we're going to talk about roasting it. Roast those chunks in the oven at about 425. Toss them with some olive oil, salt, and pepper. And it's about 30 minutes to 40 minutes, and you will have some soft chunks. What you can do 15 minutes into it is you can choose one of those flavor profiles I talk about. If you want to get it more into the honey and the maple syrup and the brown sugar, paint that on with your olive oil and then toss it a few times. At 30 to 35 minutes, you're going to have them really soft and malleable. Now, what you want to do then, let's talk about a great salad. Can you imagine shredded up purple cabbage with these chunks of gorgeous orange butternut squash? Toss in some toasted pecans, toss in some honey balsamic vinegar, toss a little bit of goat cheese on top.
What, yeah, delicious.
Is that not a gorgeous salad?
Yeah. And it looks pretty, too, because the color, as you say, the orange of the flesh
the
of the butternut squash
the
is gorgeous. Yeah. When I roast squash, I roast it for a little less than that, and they're kind of hard almost, or they're
a little al dente.
Firm, and they like take the place of potatoes.
They're delicious.
I mean, they're substantive.
So
yeah.
I wanted
really good.
I'm going from your soft to making them really soft because we're going to make a squash puree because I think, guys, and you could make a wonderful soup, a squash soup to bring. You're going to take those squash that you've just roasted in the oven, you've made them nice and soft, and you're going to take some chicken stock. You can buy prepared chicken stock in any of your grocery stores. You're going to saute up some chopped onions, and I'll put the exact amount on the website, with some ginger, some curry, some coriander, some brown sugar, salt and pepper, and you're going to saute that up, let all the vegetables get nice and soft. Then you're going to put in your chicken stock and simmer that for about 10-15 minutes. It is wonderful. You will get all those aromatics of the curry and the ginger. Then you're going to bring it over to the blender. Do only a half amount in the blender because when you do hot items in the blender, it can explode. So just put half the chicken stock in with all that soft squash, and you are going to puree it. And it is going to be the most divine curry ginger soup. Put a little dollop of lime sour cream on top if you want to add bacon bits. And guys, you are going to be a rock star.
Absolutely. And it's a nice substantial soup, you know, and it's just great. Terrific. Butternut squash soup. Of course, when you've pureed it, you brought something here. It's a squash lasagna. This looks terrific.
Well, moving that same puree with those same squash that we just put in the oven and we've got them nice and soft, we're going to mash them like you'd mash a potato. Put some salt and pepper in. We're also going to add some of the Parmesan cheese, and we're also going to add some ricotta cheese to it. We're going to make a squash lasagna. If you've got vegetarians there, folks, you could make this a few days earlier. It is so easy. Cook up your lasagna, your sheets of lasagna. You're going to make a bechamel sauce. Now, don't freak out. Just drink a little more of that wine.
Yeah, that sounds fancy,
son. I know. Just drink a little more of that wine I told you earlier. You're going to take a little couple of cups of milk. I put sage into the milk because the milk, as it simmers, it gets all that sage flavor. If you don't want the sage, you can use basil. And then you're going to make a roux. Don't get crazy on me. Just drink another sip of glass of wine. We're going to take a couple of tablespoons of flour, like three or four, and three or four of butter. You're melting
it
together, and you're
thickening
it up. And when it's a kind of a pasty thing, you add that to the simmering milk, and voila, in a minute, you're going to have a sauce. You're going to add salt and pepper to that, a little nutmeg. And that sauce is going to be your sauce to make your lasagna. Then you put the sheets down of the noodles, that puree of the butternut squash, some of this fantastic sage bechamel sauce, then some mozzarella, layer it on up. Tom, is that not
this is
delicious?
This is absolutely delicious. And it kind of, in a way, it kind of almost looks like mashed potatoes or something. And we've got a picture of it on the website, but it's just delicious.
It's
all those different flavors and the spices
and
are just great.
And the orange squash comes through, and it really is a wonderful thing. Your vegetarians will kiss you, and your carnivores will kiss you, as well. Let's move on to that acorn squash.
You have acorn squash. You've got two or three of them here, and you've stuffed them with different things. I love this one here. You've got some shrimp, and you've got some spaghetti squash stuffing the acorn squash.
Well, why not?
Terrific.
I mean, the acorn squash, the same thing. Cut it in half, shove it in the oven, salt and pepper. Start watching it at about 30 minutes to see how soft it is. You are going to either certainly season it with oil, salt, and pepper, and then either put maple syrup on, put some of your brown sugar or the other spices. I stuffed it. Why not stuff that acorn? First of all, it can serve by itself before I go into that. It looks beautiful. Figure one acorn squash cut into quarters can easily serve 4 to 6 people. You cut it in half first, roast it, and then you cut it into quarters. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Or use it as a little soldier to carry things. And why not take all that extra stuffing after you've stuffed that bird? Take the rest of it, rather than put it into a Pyrex dish, stuff it into an acorn squash.
Yeah,
how
it looks
beautiful
gorgeous.
Is that?
Yeah, because it's roasted on the outside, so it's got all these beautiful fall colors. It's great.
The other one is, if you're vegetarians, you want to continue the vegetarian motif, make a spaghetti squash, take a cut it in half again, roast it, and then take a fork. Kids love to see this transformation of a squash turning into big, long, gorgeous ringlets of spaghetti. It's so exciting. So it's the holiday season. For those of you who are beginning to flex those culinary muscles, squash the desire to buy something prepared. You can do it. You can cook it. You can create it. You can eat it. Love it. And finish that glass of wine. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sasha. Sasha Wolhandler and her husband, Steve Susser, own Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street here in Baltimore. Come to our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning, for more information and some pictures of the dishes that we talked about today. That'll do it for us this morning. Coming up Wednesday, we'll have some great music for you here on Maryland Morning. A terrific bluegrass and roots music group called Charm City Junction will be here playing some tunes in studio, and I'll talk to Judy Collins about her new album of duets. Looking forward to having you join us Wednesday morning here on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.